Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, it's going to be partly sunny. We will have a high of about 73 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it's 49, 53 in Burlington, Milwaukee 56, and 54 degrees in Racine. Aside from the governor coming into Sturtevant this afternoon to sign the Foxconn bill at the S.C. Johnson IMED Center, garbage pickup in the city of Racine is into a new era today. It's the formal start of the semi-automated solid waste cart collection system, which means all those containers you have at home can be used for something else now or tossed out. DPW Commissioner Mark Yalen, during a council meeting, explained they're starting everybody with the 95-gallon carts so that each household can determine, after a six-month period, including through the winter, if it's the right fit.
The intention is to try and size this for probably a pretty heavy week for your average household. There are folks who do routinely put out more than that, large families, folks that generate a lot of extra waste.
Meanwhile, he says, DPW supervisors are going to be following the trucks to observe the operations and will be leaving notes at addresses where materials are not in the carts, including bulky waste.
So anything that basically is set out will be tagged, and our supervisors will leave a note on the door basically instructing them, hey, this is no longer how we're dealing with bulky waste. You need to arrange a pickup through the Public Works field office, or bring it down to one of the free drop-off centers.
Unchanged from the past, according to Yalen, the ability for somebody with a disability and a doctor's note to have DPW come get the container from a designated spot on a property. But he notes it has to be set up in advance through their office.
Really, it's kind of surprising that only about 80 people take advantage of that program. I would expect that as we move forward with this, we expect that we will get more folks that would want to sign up for that. And I would encourage them to do that. I mean, we were required by city ordinance to do that. I will just also say that is not a requirement of the Americans with Disability Act.
The bottom line, Yalen says, if your trash fits in the cart, the lid is down, you're good. Anything left outside the cart by itself in another container or a trash bag, not going to get picked up. Printed material that came with the cart has details on how to handle bulky waste from now on, as well as green waste for the rest of this year. A formal policy on that still has to be worked out. There's another council committee of the whole discussion coming up Wednesday evening. In Caledonia, John's Disposal is delivering new garbage carts to village residents as of today. That delivery expected to be completed over the course of about 2 to 3 weeks, and the residents of Caledonia are being urged to start using the carts as soon as they are delivered. Like with the service in the village, with the new carts for the garbage, residents will be required to contain all the trash inside the carts. Also, residents of Caledonia will be getting 4 free special pickups per year, bulky waste items that don't fit inside of the carts. If you have any questions, you contact John's Disposal Service, 888-473-4701. Their office email is office@johnsdisposal.com. That's for the village of Caledonia. It's been a higher-than-normal law enforcement presence for the construction work taking place on Taylor Avenue from just west of Meacham Road to Bankers Road, westbound from the city border into Mount Pleasant, because rocks have been thrown at construction workers and motorists have been ignoring the no-through traffic signs or just speeding through what is a work zone. Racine County Public Works and Development Services Director Julie Anderson talking to the Traffic Safety Commission about the rock throwing at contractors, calling it a disturbing situation.
They were getting hit with stones by teens that were in the area that were actually launching stones at them using slingshots at the contractors and at their equipment. And so we actually had a contractor, one of their employees was injured because he got hit with a rock. And there was damage to construction vehicles from these rocks. And I believe Mount Pleasant and or Racine police came out and arrested several teens.
She also noted several hundred citations have already been issued to motorists. Now, aside from the Taylor Avenue project, Anderson says the county's other big project right now, the Highway A culvert and bridge replacement, which is another 4 weeks. Next year, the big project's going to be Highway MM from Highways 31 to 38. State Department of Transportation says the roundabout at McKenna Parkway in Burlington at Highway 142, that should be open up next month after the original schedule changed to the late start because they also had flooding in July. Those two things caused the delay. Early to mid-October, the new time frame, according to communication specialist Dan Sellers. The road is only open to local traffic at this point. One adjustment to the schedule, made for paving McKenna Parkway intersecting with a new roundabout to accommodate the traffic for Burlington High School and Gateway Technical College. In addition to the roundabout, the project includes the resurfacing of a four-mile stretch of Highway 142 from Edgewood Street to Highway J. The Racine Fire Department is not going to be getting a drone just yet for use in emergency situations because, like with smartphones, the latest technology is yet to come. Fire Chief Steve Hansen telling the city's Finance and Personnel Committee the use of drones can enhance visibility without risk to personnel and provide some valuable information.
Overhead view of working fires, especially our bigger fires such as the Mitchell School fire, things like that, it would give the incident commanders a view that we normally would not have. You would also use them in things like, for example, the Burlington flooding. We used drones extensively out there to look at what was going on in the community and where the weather was going, what it was doing. From a training aspect, it gives us another view on our training. If you get a big enough hazmat incident, we would look at what's going on in the incident and around.
Meanwhile, one of the reasons to wait on new technology with a drone includes the ability to make the device itself intrinsically safe. Money for the drone would be coming in the form of a grant from Firehouse Subs, same organization from which the Mount Pleasant Police Department got $21,000 toward a new speed trailer equipment setup. City of Racine is going to actually start to try to clean up the north section of the former Racine Steel casting site on North Memorial Drive because even EPA is concerned about it being so contaminated based on years of testing. In a recent Redevelopment Authority meeting, hired environmental attorney Bill Scott said what is considered technically a pilot test involving a chemical it's rather normally have been approved already by EPA seems to be the best option at this point, and it should do the trick.
And we're not using it the way EPA writes their normal cleanup rules where you pick one remedy and you do it over the whole site, because literally this should have been a separate site. We're going to do a pilot test. It's okay with EPA. EPA is encouraging that. They like this project.
The pilot test to be done on about 3,000 square feet of the north parcel, Scott indicating it may or may not take care of the worst underground contamination, but should indicate after 90 days what could maybe happen with the entire site. The recommended contract with Deep Earth Technologies is up for a common council vote Wednesday night with the Redevelopment Authority report. And the Racine Council at its meeting Wednesday night, one day late, of course, because of the special primary election for mayor tomorrow, going to be asked to consider hiring the Lakota Group to prepare a heritage preservation plan. City purchasing agent Kathy Casper telling the Finance Committee they were the only bidder for the project to create an inventory of existing and potential historic sites, properties, districts, and legacies, plus develop an action plan for their stewardship and their celebration.
They are very qualified. We checked references. We went through the proposal. We found that they covered everything that we asked for. That was a priorly budgeted item in the CIP in 2017. We budgeted $30,000 and their cost is coming in at $29,977.
As to why there was just one bid, Casper indicated the fairly low dollar amount, the timing of the RFP. Also, it's a pretty specialized thing. The Racine Landmarks Preservation Commission supporting the hiring of the Lakota Group, which, by the way, did the downtown revitalization plan a few years ago for the city of Kenosha. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. Also, throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.